Railroad. Good morning.
Hey, is this Mark?
Last time I looked at my driver's license, that was my first name. Can you guess my last name?
Stabrowski?
My gosh, you're doing... You must have a crystal ball there. And who are you? Are you a bill collector threatening me with garnishments and repossessions? Are you an insurance salesman trying to sell me life insurance?
I'm not, no.
I can't guess who you are.
This is Ryan from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
You're from where?
Bank of Cardiff.
What's that?
We're a bank out in San Diego. We do financing for equipment and working capital. And hey, I know you're busy, so I won't take up much of your time. I just really wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we had made out to you guys about 2.5 weeks ago. And it looks like that was based on your guys' good lending history with TCF equipment. Does that ring a bell?
Yep. I have a relationship with them, yes.
Gotcha, yeah, it's probably for some equipment. And we got you guys pre-approved for equipment financing and working capital for about $250K. So we wanted to circle back, see what you got in the pipeline, any projects that might need financing coming up.
Not really.
Nothing coming up, no?
No.
Has business been going well over there?
No, business is doing great. It's just I got cash to pay for everything right now.
Got cash to pay for everything. Well, hey, yeah. It's always nice to have, that cash in the bank and, you can finance things and then, you want to take on a big project, you have that cash ready.
Why do I want to then what happens is the phone rings and it's a collector, threatening me with garnishment and repossession. He's going to come over here and break my kneecap. I like the idea that my heart doesn't have to sink to the floor every time the phone rings thinking it's one of those people.
I got you. I understand. Well, hey,
the last collector came here, his name was Vito. I mean, little short guy, mustache, black hat. I mean, thankfully he was a short guy. All he did was get me in the shins instead of the knee, but still, that hurt, and what the heck? Oh my goodness, and then of course when I came home there was that dead fish in my mailbox. I mean, I don't know what to think about that.
Oh man, that's fun. Yeah, I can't tell if you're serious or not. That's the funny part. Well, hey,
would I lie to you?
I don't know. I don't know you. But, hey, is there a better time of the year maybe you guys do evaluate where I could follow up, see if, there may be a need?
You can call me in, April.
April, all right. Sounds good.
I didn't tell you what year now, did I?
You didn't, but I'm going to assume April. Probably call you a little earlier than that.
Never assume anything. When you assume something, you make an ass out of you and me.
Oh, man. Oh, cool. Hey, Mark, do you have an email? I can send you over my contact info. It's better to have it in case, you have a need that arises than otherwise.
Mark, @abrailroad.com.
All right, sounds good. Well, hey, Mark, wish you the best of luck, and have a good rest of your week.
As short as it may be. You have a Merry Christmas, too.
All right. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.